Well, for Florida, the median household income was $47,800 in 2007. By 2011, the latest data is down to $44,300. That is a decline of over 7%, Tom.
And while the rate of poverty is on the rise across the country, it's somewhat worse here in Florida. The median income seems to be stabilizing or slowly recovering elsewhere. It doesn't seem to be recovering quite as quickly here. Why is our economy recovering more slowly than the rest of the nation?
Basically, because we've had a greater loss of jobs and a slower recovery in jobs. For the nation, total jobs now are about 4% below where they were at the peak. Here in Florida, they're more than 6% below the peak. And across central Florida, the performance has been even worse.
What are some of the higher and lower median incomes here in central Florida?
Well, the highest median income is in Seminole County, $57,381. And it's actually up 1.9% compared to 2007, just before the recession. However, at the other extreme is Brevard County, where the closing of the SPACE program caused an 18% decline in median household income from over $50,000 to $41,000. So huge change there. And then the other counties are somewhere in between. Orange County, despite having a significant improvement over the last few months in job growth, was still 11% below where we were for median household income in 2007. Osceola County is down almost 10%. Volusia County and Lake are off significant amounts as well. So we haven't fully recovered in terms of median household income, which reflects the lack of full recovery on the employment side.
The August unemployment figures were released from the state on Friday, and statewide rates stayed about the same. But in central Florida, the Orlando Metro dropped to 8.6%, down from 9.1% the previous month, and more than 2 points lower than August of a year ago when it was at 10.7%. So if the unemployment rate is gradually falling, why is the poverty rate so high and the median income so low?
Well, the unemployment rate is somewhat misleading because it's the relationship between the number of people looking for work and the number of people who have jobs. So it is affected by changes in the labor force. Much of the reduction in the unemployment rate statewide over the last 12 months came because people got discouraged and left the labor force. So even though the unemployment rate got better, there weren't a whole lot more jobs. Florida's generating jobs at half the pace of the national economy, just half a percentage point. Now, Central Florida, Orlando in particular, did quite well in the last month. We had job growth of over 26,000, which was the best for any metro area in the state. And hopefully that could continue. But even at that pace, it's going to take a long time for us to get back to the level of jobs we were at before the Great Recession.
And, you know, some say that even though there are more jobs, of course, tourism and hospitality are leading the pack in job creation in Central Florida, and many of those jobs are real low-wage jobs. You could have one of those jobs, and it would still not lift you above the poverty rate.
Conceivably, that's true. And that is part of the reason why we have not had the full recovery in median household income in Central Florida, in Florida, and in the country, because many of the jobs that have been created have been, as you said, in the lower wage earning types of industries.
Well, Hank, what in your view can the federal, state, and local governments do to try to help with this?
Well, the federal government has not been able to deal with making a decision about what our fiscal future is going to be. That uncertainty has really affected the economy and is affecting the growth of jobs, which ultimately creates income. We need to resolve that fiscal uncertainty. The Congress is not going to do that till after the election. But we need to resolve that. And clearly, we need more stimulus. Certainly here in Florida, you and I have discussed what the state could do. The state could launch a major roadway, highway, transportation construction program. The state's bond ratings are excellent. Interest rates are very low. And we have this large pool of people who need employment. And so this is the right time for those kinds of programs in our state.
But as you well know, Hank, many in the state legislature say, hey, we're broke. We've got a budget deficit. We can't embark on any kind of stimulus program right now.
Well, that would be a stimulus program out of operating revenues, and I would agree. This would be a stimulus program to borrow money and to support that perhaps through a higher gas tax or some other reasonable mechanism. And the benefit would be very significant.